Hello, everybody. Before we start the show, I just want to let you know that we are trying to win the best local podcast category in the New City poll for this year. There's a link that you can click on that will bring you to the survey. It's on our website, on youmethemeverybody.com. It's right above the Twitter box on the right side of the page. You can't miss it. It's very, very simple. Here's a good thing about the poll. You don't have to answer every question. Just put in number four, best local podcast, put in you, me, them, everybody. That's it. You can leave the rest blank. They do want an email at the end. That's just to verify that you are not a robot. Hopefully you can do this. If you can't, I totally get it. It's annoying. But if you can, if you're at work, please, 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 it'd be awfully kind to you. Without further ado, here's the show. Hello, everybody. You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting in not my apartment and hers is...
Esmeralda Leon.
And it's awfully late. It's 3:37 a.m. Chicago time, and it's 4:37 a.m. my time. It's 11/23/2010, the 23rd. I'm reading the computer, okay? That's 11/23.
It sounds like we're on the fucking Planet of the Apes.
We're on the Planet of the Apes. Did you ever see Planet of the Apes?
Mm-mm.
It's not a bad film.
I don't doubt it. I'm assuming the other ones. Planet of the Apes.
Beyond
2,
the planet, under the Planet of the Apes.
77.
Did you ever see the remake?
Yes.
How was that?
Nope. Good.
Really?
Yeah, no, because it's a bunch of actors in ape outfits.
How is that? You see, that's no different to me.
No, but these people are like proper, like Helena Bonham Carter.
I know.
In a monkey outfit.
I think it was relatively racist for them to cast Michael Clark Duncan as one of the head apes.
Yeah, but Helena Bonham Carter was one, and yeah, she's a British
because
lady.
She was dating, or is dating, whatever. They have that weird relationship with her husband.
I think they're married.
They're not married.
Well, they got babies.
Here's the thing. Do you know about this relationship?
Not
by the way, everybody, we're not on Skype. And it might sound a little odd because we're not using microphones. Because it's very late and we've been drinking.
We're in my house.
I can't figure out how to set up your microphones.
Yeah, I have no clue.
So we're just, if it sounds odd, this is the reason.
I suggested Skype, but no.
We're literally in the same room.
It would have been funny. You'd be in this room, and I'd be in the living room, and we'd be on Skype.
It'd be awful.
It'd be hilarious.
Okay, fine. I disagree completely.
But you're in the room where I do Skype.
We are in that room. This room is very nice, and you're not lying.
Really? Because there's boxes everywhere.
For the listener at home, there's only three boxes on the ground.
There's a bed.
There's two Squire Bullets, one of which is mine. Who's the others? Is that John's?
Bullets.
Squire Bullet is the type of guitar that's right there to your right,
oh,
to my
weird.
Left.
Oh, weird. I didn't even notice that they were
Bullet?
The same.
Did you buy him that guitar?
Holy shit, no. His brother gave it to him.
Well, whoever...
Or they traded.
Whoever his brother is, brother.
His brother Alex.
His brother gave him a really cheap guitar.
Oh, he knows that.
Okay, good. It's $100 new.
He has an acoustic.
Yeah, that's much better. And there's Gorillaz action figures, the band Gorillaz.
Yeah, one's missing a head
because
it fell over.
If I remember correctly, those are like a lot of money.
Are they? Because one of them,
yeah,
the head broke off because it fell.
Murdoch's head's fallen off.
It broke off, and then he glued it, but then he didn't glue it. He didn't glue it right.
He didn't
glue
it correctly. Planet of the Apes, Helen Bonham Carter, and Tim Burton.
She's a monkey in it.
I don't think they're married. I think that... They live next door to each other in identical houses. That's in London. That's what I think is true. Once again, because you're listening to this podcast, we will not look this fact up.
They got babies.
They have multiple babies?
I don't know.
I know they have a baby.
Okay, they have a baby.
They have a baby.
It's still a baby. What are you looking at?
I'm looking all over. There's Beatles rarities? The Beatles rarities. What's the Beatles rarities?
My brother gave that to me 1 year for my birthday. And I think it fell off the back of a truck.
Really? What is it?
It's like bootleg stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it's bootlegs.
Because Merle's getting up right now and is, I'm assuming, going to open that case. This case is full of DVDs and video games. Is that correct? There's Cowboy Bebop. I'm assuming that's Shen's. Holy shit. Everybody, this is a definitive collection of alternate recordings by the Beatles, October 65 through February 68.
They're total bootlegs.
This is total bootleg central, but they use the
that
same...
That poster was hanging in my room, and then I
wow,
think,
oh, this is so illegal and
it's
great.
It's very bootleg, and my brother got it for me. Who knows from where?
Mm-hmm.
No idea.
Yeah. Is there anything on here that, like, isn't on an album?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think most of it is.
Well, no, I mean, like, there's, like, four versions of She
well,
Said, She Said.
Well, it's funny because Yeah, there's all that, but then what they do is like...
Listener at home, you have no idea.
What they do is they have disc 3, which is Sgt. Pepper's Magical Mystery Tour.
Nice! That's completely insane.
It's big, like...
The alternate Rubber Soul and the alternate Revolver.
But then there's that one where they just put
When you say fall off the truck, do you mean like your brother was like new fireman and got shit for free? Or
no, I don't even. Like he just bought it at a flea market. No idea where he got that.
This is pretty great.
No clue.
If you notice the guitar that John, this is already an awful podcast. This is all visual. the guitar John Lennon's playing on the cover is gigantic. Did you ever notice that?
Do you think they just photoshopped it to
That's just a giant guitar. That's just a giant hollow body Les Paul. Fat guitar. Brian Setzer is probably the most famous guitarist that plays it now.
All right.
So how are you doing in Chicago?
How are you that you're now here?
I'm here. It's fine.
As you throw my Beatles rarities.
On a mattress. It's super safe. And it's like an old school tape, like a book on tape
case.
Yeah,
it's weird.
But it's three...
I got it a long time ago.
It's pretty magnificent.
And one of my classes in college, they asked to bring in a song that you think is your theme song. And I brought in this because I think my theme song is... Where is it on here?
What's your theme song?
My theme song is I'm Only Sleeping.
Okay.
Although it is about drugs.
Yeah.
That's not how I took it.
You don't really take many drugs.
No,
you could.
I took it in the sense of literally, I am only sleeping.
Yeah, that's kind of literal.
Because
hence
in it,
the word literally,
he
everybody.
Goes, please don't wake me. Oh, don't shake me. Leave me where I am. I'm only sleeping.
Yeah.
And my mother, in the summer, would...
Literally shake you.
She would, because it was about...
From your acid coma.
Noon. And I would still be sleeping.
All right.
Or 1 p.m.,
that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
You're a teen, though. Teens are growing.
I was sleeping. And I didn't really know it was about drugs.
Yeah.
Until a while later.
Do you like the Beatles as much as you did as a teen?
No.
Really?
No. I don't listen to them as often.
What do you listen to mostly these days? In the past, like, 2 months, what album or band have you listened to the most? Besides a sigh, a very long sigh.
I got nothing. I really don't listen to music. How horrible is that?
That's awful, because you want to be a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's insane.
Mm-mm.
No?
I listen to nothing.
That's awful.
I know, it's bad.
It's not inspiring to the listener at home. The home listener. So
don't become me.
Yeah, DC, I've been trying to get jobs and stuff, so it's very odd, because I'm not updating the Twitter account like I usually would. I'm not doing the Facebook thing.
Well,
I
want to know is...
I'm not... talking about things.
Well, what I want to know is why were you on a Megabus?
Why was I on a Megabus?
And why did it
shock
you and numb your arm?
I was on a Megabus because I was coming back from New York City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I'm scouting for shows in New York.
I didn't know that's right. I was like, is he coming to Chicago
Megabus? No, and I just tried to plug something in. I was like, well, this isn't working.
You can plug things in on a Megabus?
Yeah, exactly. There's Wi-Fi and outlets and Megabuses. So on the Megabus... And I try to plug in my phone charger, and it didn't work, so I opened the thing again, and I, like, look to see what's in there, and I accidentally touch the outlet, and on the, one of the prongs fell off in the outlet.
Oh,
so there's just,
no.
like, a live wire, essentially. And my right arm was numb for a few hours on the Megabus. But complaining about that seems very first world.
Really? Because you were numbed by an outlet.
I was numbed by an outlet on a moving vehicle that cost me $9 to travel 5 hours to two major metropolises.
And then free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's kind of worth it. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel selfish complaining about
now
that.
Now you sound like a big baby.
Don't I? I'm a very large baby. So my New York trip, I saw George Stephanopoulos, who's a very short man.
Was he eating Greek food?
No, we were in Mario Batali's Italian store.
Oh, he was eating Italian food.
Yeah, he was eating Italian food. It was like the IKEA of Italian food.
Mm-hmm.
You sound very upset
there
with
is
that.
No Swedish sausages.
No Swedish sausages.
No Italian
No
sausages.
Swedish chefs, either. Muppet reference, everybody. Muppets. And then today I flew on a plane, an aeroplane, with Jesse Jackson. So here's the news, everybody. Jesse Jackson.
Wait, the first or the second one?
The first. The original.
Did you go up to him and say things that happened on SNL? parodies.
Yeah, about 10 years ago, start featuring Daryl Hammond, which was 30 years too late.
Is he still on there?
Daryl Hammond?
Yeah.
No, he's not. Daryl Hammond hasn't been... No, bullshit. Daryl Hammond was brilliant.
Whatever. All he had was Jesse Jackson.
And everyone else.
And Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton, really? That's it?
What else?
Al Gore. Spot on Al Gore.
Al Gore, when... Okay.
When was Al Gore?
No.
2 years on SNL?
How has he been relevant now?
Daryl Hammond was the... I would venture to say the best impressionist on SNL in the history of SNL.
Now they got that one dude...
Oh,
he's Denzel Washington.
No, oh, fuck that guy. I love him. No,
he's so good.
I mean, I shouldn't say fuck
Denzel,
that guy.
He does Eddie Murphy.
Yeah,
he does all the funny black guys.
That's it. No, who's the best?
He does Kanye.
Who is in? He does Kanye. I didn't see that.
He did do Kanye
this weekend.
Yes,
I was in New York.
It's on my TiVo if you want to watch.
What's his name? Bill Hader. Bill Hader is the second best.
Oh, he does a good...
Everyone. Vincent Price.
No, you know what my favorite was? When... Who was on?
I don't know. Oh, the host?
When John Hamm was on, and they did that Back to the Future parody. Where
yes,
they
did Al Pacino.
No.
He also did Doc. No, he didn't do Doc.
No. My favorite, which... It's not the best one ever, but it just made me laugh so hard. Uh-huh. Fred Armisen doing Prince.
That was great.
That was so good.
Do you remember the Prince show? They used to do it like what? Fred Armisen. During Fred Armisen's like first three seasons, back when they didn't know what to do with the guy, he'd have the Prince show.
No.
And he would host a talk show, I'm using quotes, ladies and gentlemen, as Prince.
No.
It was fucking hilarious.
I just love that bit from
I kind of
want to
end the show now so I can show you the Prince show.
I only like that bit because it's a meme.
A meme? What's a
meme?
What do you mean? A meme?
One of those internet things?
Oh, yeah.
Where
it's
just, well, it's a GIF, actually, sorry.
A GIF?
Yeah, those moving things on the internet.
Uh-huh.
It's of a Prince giving a sour face.
Nice.
And then he looked, and then that's
That's what a visual it is. Gag.
But then they did it on SNL, which I thought was hilarious.
Nice. Hilarious! Great. No, top three all time.
Although, no, the good one was John Hamm doing...
I don't know. You're just snapping and
Bicentennial Man. What's his name?
I don't know.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Robin Williams.
He did a good Robin Williams.
That's true. Bill Hader did a brilliant. Fuck, it's killing me.
He does a good.
By the way, everyone.
1950s. What's his face?
Alan Alda.
Vincent Price.
He did Alan Alda.
Oh my god,
that was amazing.
That was
See? Number one all-time Daryl Hammond, number two all-time Bill Hader, number three all-time the late, great, Shot in the Face. The fuck is his name? News Radio.
Yeah, Shot in the... Oh!
Hit by his wife. Oh, God.
Balls.
By the way, we should stop doing these podcasts this late / early in the day morning. Phil Hartman. There it is. Phil Hartman.
Troy McClure. Which I recently was just watching... dubbed cartoons in Spanish.
Really?
Like Animaniacs,
Tiny Toons. Well, you speak Spanish.
Simpsons.
What, my voice did a weird thing there.
But it's funny because, you know, it's different actors.
Do they sound anything like Phil Hartman?
No.
That's disappointing.
Of course not.
But
it's funny because they go, I'm Soy Tori McClure.
fun fact, not 100% sure this is correct. The voice of Homer Simpson is also the voice of Aladdin. In the TV series Aladdin. So, IMDb that, home listener. I think it is.
Probably not.
I think it is. We got to stop this podcast right now for two reasons. One, I want to show you the Prince show, and then we got to Google.
The Prince show.
We got to IMDb and see.
Is that going to be the picture? Oh my god, you should make the picture.
There
he
is.
Where he makes that face.
All right, you got to find that for me. We'll do that right now.
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
We're doing a short show, everybody, because it's very, very late at night, and I'm very late on work. I need to catch up on work before I go to my work in the morning. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Listener at home, thanks for listening at home.
And
or in your ears.
Thank you for toughing through this one.
This one's a short one. This is a good one. This is a speedball of a podcast, everybody. A speedball of a podcast. We hope it turns out well. We're going to keep it short.
That was that John Belushi died from.
A speedball.
SNL.
It was full circle SNL.
There we go.
Favorite writer of SNL of all time, go.
That fact. Oh, no. Jack Handy.
No. Who was that Hannibal guy? Burress. You've got to say Hannibal.
Oh, what
no
did he
one
write?
Else from SNL has done on our show. He did the Charles Barkley skit where you can't, like the Charles Barkley how to golf thing, like, but in the kitchen, whatever. Doesn't matter. It's Hannibal.
He's on 30 Rock now.
Now he's on 30 Rock. That's my favorite 30 Rock writer is Hannibal Burress, everybody.
Oh.
Yeah. Until they do our show, that's the only way they're my favorite. All right. My favorite British comedian, Adam Burke.
Is he British?
Sure.
I thought he was like quite a mutt.
Well, yeah, he's British and Australian. By the way, favorite Australian comedian, Adam Burke.
That's weird because they took all the criminals.
That's right.
The British criminals to Australia.
And he decided.
So it's like coming full circle.
That's right. Just like SNL did when Phil Hartman died and Bill Hader inevitably will do an impression of him.
So I Troy McClure.
Thanks for listening to whatever the hell that was and have a wonderful day, not evening. Day. Hopefully
morning.
You're listening to this.
Afternoon.
This is going to be an awful day. All right.
Night.
Bye.